That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have a packed-filled show for you tonight. I want you to all realize that we're on the new moon. It is September 25th, so we have new beginnings, the new moon in Libra, and a lot of very positive energy at the fall equinox that we can look forward to. I'll give you both sides. I've asked my people that if you want some interesting things, I have asked everybody to think of a tarot card, look at whatever comes to your mind, and to call me at 888-627-6008. And the question you want to ask is, what's coming for me? What energies are coming for me in 2023? And when you call and give me your birth date and the name of your card, I might be able to give you a little hint. It's not as good as looking at your astrological chart, but it's pretty accurate. We'll see what happens. So, here we go. We are at the fall equinox and the new moon in Libra. At September's close, we are entering the crescendo energies for the next 3 to 4 months. There will be a lot of changes coming, especially concerning heads of state, and some are already on their way. For example, King Charles III is already in place, and there's a lot more to come. The energy of the past is closest in the first week of October and could bring a new concern, a new health concern from Siberia. This energy is the Saturn-Uranus conjunction that we had began in 2020 with the COVID. So something's on its way. We'll see what it is. The energy of the past is closest the first week in October, as I said. Then in early November, this aspect breaks up and moves on. This cycle will be in the last hurrah, or the last experience of this Saturn cycle. So they are moving on, and they won't be back for quite a long time, so that's good. Remember, Saturn is the planet of the past, of decentralization, the planet of government, of rules and regulations for your safety, as they say, and the way that we've always done things in the past. Uranus is the planet of freedom versus control, the planet of the maverick, the future, the independent person who's going to do it their way. Like Sinatra said, I'll do it my way. And not obey the rules, but follow their own impulses in society. And decentralization as well. That's Uranus. This is the clash that we're going to move into very forcefully this next week and early October. Lasting until early November, this energy, it can bring up turbulence in financial markets, radical changes in our currencies. Look at Great Britain, for example. They have to change all of their currency to put King Charles's picture on their money instead of Queen Elizabeth. The seismic activity is going to get extreme. Earth changes and issues with aviation. Uranus is the sky god and classically always linked to aviation, which was my field in life. And it's very much a stop, start, or on-off energy. It's going to be very interesting to see the crowds at the airports over the holidays and the cancellations of flights. My goodness, I hate to be involved in it. Saturn in itself is the planet of restrictions and limitations. Uranus is a erratic energy, much like chain lightning. It's never linear, it's never smooth or gradual. It's like pulling off the Band-Aid quickly, and that's an ouch. Uranus is the planet in Taurus, which rules food, natural resources, food supplies, electricity, power, and the internet. So Uranus is moving through Taurus, and its energy will affect those subjects. We may see some blackouts as we move through these next couple of months, perhaps some major world events, and all of this is going to be part of the symbolism. Some major world events are going to be weather because of hurricanes, mudslides, volcanoes, and earthquakes. It will be very interesting to see how all of this plays out because it's coming to a peak alongside some other astrological events as we go into the eclipse season at the end of October. An important part of this, and this will strengthen the energies, is Jupiter, the planet of expansion. It has now moved to the midpoint in Aries of this square, causing a T-square. So we have a T-square with Aries, with Pluto, and with Uranus. As I mentioned on a prior program, Uranus' degree comes slightly before Saturn's. So there's a feeling of truth, radical change. Here we go. Oh boy, at last. An awakening. And I knew it feeling. And then, a few hours or a few days later, depending on the speed of these energies, it's, oh no, not so quick. The energies will hit a wall and have a reality check. Laws, rules, and regulations. Better think again. That's been the pattern of this energy. Somebody will say something, and that will be good and fair and balanced, and then somebody else will come and take it all away. It's been going on for months. Jupiter at its midpoint will emphasize this energy. Just when we're ready to break through into radical change, a new truth comes. It's no. It's not so quickly. Until September 28th. So this is going to happen between today, Sunday the 25th, and September 28th, which is this next week. Jupiter turns the energies around. Saturn gets it first. Caution, slow down. Things have to move slowly. Be sure to investigate. And then the energy hits Uranus. Now we get the breakthrough. Now we get the change. There's lots of examples of how this is happening. If you look at the United States political arena, you'll see many, many examples. Somebody thinks they have a lawsuit, and then they don't. Somebody is trying to set a rule, and then it falls apart. So now we have to see what's coming. Hopefully it will bring everybody back into balance, because we are way out of balance. As we move into October, in which the aspects of Saturn and Uranus are happening, it will signify quite a change. As things speed up and go very fast, the events on the Earth will be happening very, very fast. Just know that and don't get caught up in the speed. It may feel like riding a tidal wave at times. Breathe deep and watch what happens. That's how you can support the energies. The Libra new moon and the fall equinox are very important and powerful this year, more than other years. Another thing to note, as this unusual energy comes in, and I have just explained, is that a lot of planets, all the outer planets, are retrograde now. And this energy is working stronger. Mercury is retrograde. And it goes direct next Sunday, October 2nd. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are retrograde. That means that there's a lot going on, a lot of going back over facts. Were we told the truth? Was this a lie? What is fake news? And what is true news? So we have to gain wisdom by rechecking the facts. And don't believe everything you hear just because you heard it on the news. Recheck it. Take your time. Make sure your choice is right. There'll be a lot about choice of that to believe is true. Which is true, which isn't true. You have to choose. Making sure those choices and decisions were the right thing for you. When planets are retrograde, they are closest to the Earth. When that happens, they take on more emphasis and more power. Mercury retrograde causes us to go deep, to look down rabbit holes. The feeling is, I've got to get to the bottom of this. Now, Mercury is at 27 degrees Virgo and is trining Pluto at 29 degrees Capricorn, digging deep and going into past lives. I'm about to write a book about past lives and about the other side. And past lives are some of the reasons that we have responses in this life. The new moon is tonight, and it's happening as I'm doing this broadcast. So tune in. Tune into the energy. See if you can get yourself quiet and see if you can listen to what your inner self is telling you. We're going to take a short break now and listen to our weekly cosmic tip. There's a lot going on this week, so be sure to listen. I'll be back in a little bit. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Adventurous Jupiter in Aries is ready to have a new quest and is ready to pioneer something new into your life. Network and socializing are extremely fruitful this week, so get busy. You can form strong connections with a wide array of powerful allies, both old and new, so take the time to reconnect. The week begins with a strong, powerful trine between Pluto and charming Venus, conjunct Mercury, in the down-to-earth signs of Capricorn and Virgo, making it a great period for winning friends and influencing people. The energy is strengthened by a grand trine in flowing air signs between the Moon in Libra, Saturn in Aquarius, and Mars in Gemini. Monday is an excellent day to seek collaboration and partnerships. An opposition to the Sun in Jupiter, however, could cause entitled people to run roughshod over kind souls who are willing to help them. It's okay to ask for help and make a pitch, but always in moderation. Be sure to respect people's times and boundaries, and don't act like you expect it of them. Try to act humble and appreciative. Mercury is still retrograde in Virgo until October 2nd and aligns with Venus. This combination wants to get organized and create a beautiful home life or a beautiful body. Time to get into hairstyles and makeup for the fall. Yet spiritual Neptune in psychic Pisces wants to pull back into that cave and cover himself away from the world, letting those little practical projects go for another day. It's called procrastination. The sacred Sabian symbol for this new moon is the dawn of a new day reveals that everything has changed. That's really true. Invest some introspective time in looking at what your new day is going to be, as it works best if you see it in your mind's eye before going out to create it in the material world. That's called creative visualization, and it works very well. It also gives energy to your project. The air and earth elements are the strongest now and are a good combination to bring your ideas into form. The new moon energies carry into Tuesday morning. Monday evening into Tuesday morning will help you communicate at a deeper level if you're willing to go there. Take the time and go deep inside. It may surprise you. Put your physical energy into long-term goals on Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning, as ambitious Mars is in harmony with Saturn, and that produces future rewards. Wednesday is another powerful day when a trine between Saturn and Mars favors hard work, new ideas, and getting some things accomplished. By the time you wake up on Thursday morning, Venus will have moved into one of her favorite signs, Libra, until October 23rd. This supports increasing grace and beauty in your life and some nice, smooth days without stress. Relationship needs and desires rise to the surface. A lunar T-square with Uranus and Saturn, however, make it clear that not everyone is going to do their fair share of the work. A helpful, kind energy comes on Friday with the moon trining Jupiter and sextiling the Sun and Venus. As October opens on Saturday, the blinders are off and people will realize that they've been taken advantage of. This leads to an abrupt distancing and cutting off ties. Thanks to the opposition of Venus and Jupiter, as well as the challenging grand cross between the Moon, Mercury, Mars, and Neptune, Sunday has the feelings of continued bitterness, defined by a lunar T-square with the Sun, Venus, and Jupiter, along with Mercury going stationary direct. And that's always a pop day. That's always a higher energy day, for good or for ill. Try not to choke on your morning coffee and work on healing these feelings of negative energies. Here's your October preview. Mercury will end its retrograde cycle on October 2nd in the sign of Virgo. Then Saturn squares Uranus so strong during 2020 and 21 through the time of COVID. It's going to come back for one final pass before moving away from each other. Then it won't ever come together again for a long time. It could bring another variant or something else entirely. The energy represents the challenge of stability versus freedom, security versus independence. Also, get ready for Mars to turn retrograde on October 30th, and it will remain there until January 12th, 2023. It's time for you to rethink your ambitions, your actions, and what you want to accomplish in 2023. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Now, just give me a minute here. The new moon in Libra is opposing Venus in Aries, which brings in optimism and grace. Grace comes with new beginnings, and this energy brings some softness, grace, the desire for beauty, and kindness. Thank goodness. Along with Mercury retrograde between Libra and Virgo, the truth is still coming out, which will bring hope to the planet. I always find it amazing to see how the planets in the sky support our existence and experience down here on Earth. Virgo is about healing and health, so there can be new discoveries about healing, new treatments for health that are going to be very successful, as well as updated reports about the vaccine. It's disturbing, but it is the truth, and I hope people will listen to these reports. I do hope all of you have been reading them. At least we don't need masks anymore, and really never did, except the hospitals are still being forced to wear them. We're also coming into the last intensive days of Saturn-Uranus squaring off, which brings upsets and changes to the governments. It's about time for truth, reality, and clarity. And change is coming big time, along with new discoveries about how the governments have been run and how many of the governments have been betrayed. So these endings and new beginnings can bring people closer together. These endings are bringing in hope, transition, and change. And people in the world are happy about the changes and have been a long time coming. It gets rough before it gets better. We're still being lied to and manipulated and being forced into things that we aren't aware of. And when we find it out, it's pretty maddening. We are in for some major shocks, changes, surprises, as well as remote weather crisis when we get closer to these eclipses on October 25th and November 8th. You have been seeing and will continue to see the Earth rumble and major change happening. Mexico had two earthquakes. I'm concerned because I had a dream about a year ago, and I saw Mexico City just sliding down into the mud and disappearing. That was a year ago. And of course, we have these hurricanes coming into Florida. It is the hurricane season. I can't say enough about this new moon and what is about to unfold and to happen. It's remarkable, historical, and will change the world. Look at us having great hope for what's about to come in and what's about to pass away. Good riddance. Like anything, change is never easy. It's all supposed to happen. And I think there will be many people around the world affected by what's happening. All the corruption will be exposed and stopped. We have the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, among others. There's a lot more about trafficking, children that's going on that we need to have stopped and exposed. Remember, Jupiter is opposing the sun, and Mercury is a remarkable thing, and that's what's going on right now in terms of learning, intelligence, clarity, and most of all, it's a very positive energy. There's something positive that's about to come out, and that's going to help everyone in the world. I am so excited about that. I really can't wait to have that happen. You need to begin to plant your own seeds. What is it that you want to bring into your life and manifest? Even though Mercury and Jupiter are retrograde, they are bringing up things from your past that you need to see and to heal and to let go of so that you can bring yourself a better future. For example, I'm going to give you an example. A mother has a new baby. It's about 6 months old. In the afternoon, it's taking its nap, and she's in the kitchen doing the dishes. She leaves the bedroom door open so she can hear the baby cry. But her older son is outside riding his bicycle, and he falls and skins his knee, so he starts to cry. She runs out to help him, and the baby wakes up. The baby probably felt all the tension and craziness going on, and the baby starts to cry, but nobody comes. Nobody responds. The baby cries louder. Nobody comes. Nobody responds. Then the baby starts to scream. The mother hears him and runs into the bedroom to tend to him. in the next week, when she's feeding him, she feels a difference. She feels a distancing that she doesn't understand. There's not that clingy, that trust, and I know I'm safe. She felt it. She sensed it. It's gone and can't be replaced because of what happened the week before. This is how our subconscious mind works. I wanted to show you this example because most of the time we're totally unaware that that experience can leave an imprint on us. And this is what we have to look at and what we have to heal so that we can become better balanced and more loving on this planet. And you can begin to do this before the October 10th full moon. The October 10th full moon is just before the energy of the eclipses. You need to begin your personal transition. You need to get ready for these changes because you will be happy that you're prepared. You will be happy that you have some tools to help get you through this intense energy. And you can begin to manifest. You focus, you listen, you plant the seeds, and your life will change. It's really very, very exciting. So, I've spoken a lot about the coming aspects over the past few programs, and what I want to focus on now is Mars. And we're going to be talking about that after the half-hour break. I also want to give you a list of what's coming in 2023. And beyond that, I prepared it for you. It's really quite interesting. A lot of technology is coming in. So let's have our break, and I'll be back, and I'll talk a little bit about Mars and 2023.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Only make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Fantastic. phantom kiss or two or three. Might as well make believe I love you. Or to tell the truth, I do.
Though the cold and brutal fact is...
And that was from Showboat, dedicated to Max. I played Make Believe because I believe that's what we're living in right now. We are living in make-believe land. A lot of people are in la-la land and do not realize what the mainstream people are going through in this country. So we're going to be speaking about Mars. What I want to focus on now is Mars because it's a retrograde cycle, which begins on October 30th, and it will be in the sign of Gemini for over a long period of time, which is very unusual. Mars energies, whatever sign is transiting Gemini, is very much the planet of the mind and communication, social media, our world and social interactions. This can add to our creativity a great deal. It does create a T-square with Neptune in Pisces and Venus and Mercury in Virgo. This can bring out a love of beauty, movies, detailed aesthetics, getting it just right. That and music, new music, and maybe old-fashioned music is going to stimulate our imagination. What it also does is increases the amount of information coming into us from Earth as well as the cosmos, the galaxy. Not only is Mars adding energy to Mercury in Virgo, Mercury and Mars are in Mars is, I'm sorry, not only is Mars adding energy, but Mercury is in Virgo. And Mercury is in Virgo, Mars is in Gemini, and both planets rule the mind. One thing I want to point out to you is that this Mars energy can tend to be trigger happy. So be careful. It can bring a very quick response without much processing first. This can happen in social media where people haven't read the post clearly or are quick to misunderstand so that they jump to conclusions. So please, be very aware of that because it isn't helping anyone and it's certainly not helping you. So just step back, take a deep breath, and let your frustrations leave your mind and body because this bashing on social media has to stop. Next is Mars squaring Neptune, and this can bring in confusion and misunderstanding. Confusion, twisted information, smoke and mirrors. Mars squares Neptune, which is opposing Mercury. Major confusion and misinformation. This is a lot of information I'm giving you. I'm trying to explain the energies that are coming in and will be difficult to handle. This energy is fabulous for imagination and creativity. But Mars square Neptune is not so good for clarity. So it's good for imagination and creativity, but not so good for clarity. Virgo is the energy of discernment and has the ability to sift and analyze and judge this information. It's also much better to drop out of the head and into the heart. The heart is our true guide. So as often as you can get out of that head and into the heart, you would do it. Switch off the news. Switch off social media, YouTube. Switch it all off and drop it to your heart. Into communication with your inner guides. Drop into the stillness. Just shut your eyes. If you have Ardas, I would like you to play that in the background. And watch your breath for a few moments. and feel the stress and tightness leave your body. Yes, it's really that easy. And I do suggest strongly that you do this and do it often. I have so many people call me and say, oh, I'm mad this week, I'm upset this week, and I don't even know why. Well, of course, they're picking up on the energies. And my first question is, did you put on Ardas? Which is a mantra, the oldest mantra known, and it's prayer beyond prayer. And they say, well, I have it, but I haven't. And I go, you need to put it on because it's the only thing that's going to clear you. And they put it on, and of course, they get cleared. We're going to have a lot of external dark energy coming forth. What astrology is brilliant about is that the cosmic weather forecast shows us what's coming and what's going to happen energetically. We need to learn how to play it strategically and how to react at a higher level. There aren't many astrologers that can do astrology and psychic at the same time. I do have that gift, and I'm trying to show you as we move along how the energy moves the action and what the action is. The new moon in Libra is really interesting here. The sun and the moon come together tonight, right now, as we're speaking. Libra is a sign of fairness, balance, harmony, and there certainly is a great need for that in our lives. It can suggest a new legal development, and these legal developments that come along are very important at this time. Libra represents the scales of justice. One especially important to me at this time is that the new moon exactly conjuncts the supergalactic center. I'm going to say that again. The new moon exactly conjuncts the supergalactic center. So many of you have wondered about aliens and have wondered about outer space and life on other planets. I think we're about to find out. This center is at 2 degrees Libra and comprises of 30 galaxies, including ours, that all gravitate around this massive black hole with a mighty, strong gravitational force. It's enormous in its force and enormous in space. The real expert on this is Philip Sedgwick, who writes about this in great detail. But I think this is a very important for our Earth at this time. That's Philip Sedgwick. He's written books on it. He's on Amazon. Whatever has happened, be they legal or whatever, it's important that we recognize the importance of these times. We are really going through history and major change. And this is important in terms of the Earth's position in the galaxy. We've got to think more broadly of our position in the galaxy because we are stepping into the reality of becoming galactic citizens quite rapidly. And we're going to learn about our neighbors in the galaxies. I'm so excited about that. I really am. Some people already are having conversations with them telepathically, and it's getting stronger and stronger. Another thing I want to point out is input, the way our minds work with social media. The two planets, Mars and Gemini, the sign of the twins, and Neptune and Pisces, two fishes, swimming in opposite directions, and they are both at lower levels. The signs of duality. Again, don't feed into the duality. Don't feed into the split. Don't feed into the separation that's coming. And don't feed into this upcoming division. This is such a benefit to yourself if you cannot do that. If you can remove yourself from all of that mishmash, create a social media detox meditation group, or do a ceremony and step back out of it and say, none of this really matters. It doesn't matter if I was right or not. Stay up in your cloud. Stay up in your galactic presence. the fifth dimension. Tonight, Jupiter is in Aries, the sign of the pioneer, opposing the sun and moon in Libra. Jupiter brings with it great hope, expansion, optimism, and wisdom. The more you can find stillness, the more you can step into the quiet, and the more you can feel, wow, this energy feels so different up here in this new vibration. It feels massively expansive. There is so much going to come to us, and we're stepping into this new life. It's so different from the contrite state of being that we lived in for so long, the uptight, nervous, biting the nails energy. This is massively exciting, massively growthful, and makes me feel free and independent. There's a magazine I write for that I do want to tell you about. It's called Emergence. It used to be called the Sedona Journal. And in this next issue, the November-December issue, are the predictions for 2023. I have an article in there. I'd love you to pick it up. You can get it online, Emergence or the Sedona Journal. And you can also get it in a bookstore. So this new beginning is dedicated to the world's renewal, to light over darkness. It was created the first time when we had Adam and Eve, when we had Atlantis, and it can be created again. Our galaxy neighbors are helping us with this. And with accepting this rare, rare identity of frequency of a new consciousness, we can ascend to that reality. Here's one for you. We have a new shimmering moonlight. And as we go to the full moon, as the moon shines its light brighter and brighter up to October 10th, it's photonic light. And it will help you realize your big dream. Do you remember Patsy Cline? I go out walking after midnight. Well, walk in the moonlight. Make the unmanifest manifest. The shimmering, silvery light penetrates you and uplifts your body, mind, and spirit. Try it. Do it on the three. 6 o'clock p.m., 9 o'clock p.m., midnight, or 3 a.m. Walk in the moonlight for about 5 minutes. It's very powerful. Stand there in that moonlight. Look up at that bright moon. Breathe deeply and pull in this precious photonic energy of light. It shimmers like a light going across the water. And you'll be glad you did. Wrap yourself in those rays. You'll start to feel differently. They will penetrate your body, your skin, your DNA, and uplift you. It's a beautiful thing to do. Well, we are at the end of the show, and we're going to listen to William singing Water. Oh, I did want to run down the list of the 2003 predictions. So let me just give you a few of things that are coming in the next 5 years. Some of it right away. We are going to have water shortages and flooding. Portugal has begun water rationing. This is going to be worldwide. And Italy is facing one of its worst droughts in history. Europe is facing one of the worst heat waves in history. And California, Arizona, Nevada will endure dangerous water shortages. And in October, a new virus could come. It's coming from out of Siberia. Let's hope it doesn't stay around too long. Academic knowledge will be lost over the next decade because of what they're trying to do to the school. Classified alien encounters will be revealed when Pluto moves into Aquarius, and that's in March of 2023. We're going to have more fingertip shopping. It'll be very prevalent. And deliveries become commonplace as a lot of the big stores close because of dangers in the streets, crime, and poor weather quality outside. All money exchanges will be done electronically. Vehicles with robot brains are going to be our driving ways of getting around. Simply input your destination and you'll be taken there safely without any input from the human driver. Libraries and dictionaries, along with encyclopedias, will replace schools and teachers for our children. The information will be divided up into classes categories for the children and organized learning from grade 1 through 12. This will eventually extend into universities. Anyone can ask any questions, whatever they are interested in, and they will receive the answer on the internet, as well as the history of the subject matter and any needed how-to information. Solar panels will replace all energy uses. We only need about 1/10 of the sun's rays to exist as a worldwide energy family. Now that's going to take some time. We need to perfect it. Give it a few years. We have to focus on balance, new spiritual information coming in from the galaxies, and also be psychologically aware of what's happening. No more being bossed around. No more being told who to be and how to be it. And that's my tentative list for the changes coming in 2023. Now we're going to listen to William and listen to the words of water. I so love this song. It is so true. And then the meditation, which helps you to breathe into the heart. And we'll finish with Richard Schulman and New Beginnings. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be back next week about the coming crescendo and more full moon energies. Thank you for listening and good night.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it pani. Oh, God. Or I can call it Krishna, or I.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in,
breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath. Get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love. All of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.